What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 7th of October. Wing it Wednesday. That's Wednesday winging it. That means I'm winging it. It means that I'm not prepared. I've got a pile of papers here. I've not looked at them. I don't know what I've got. I've just briefly looked at them, but I've not read them. So it's the unprofessional version of my unprofessional podcast. It's the worst one of the week is what I'm trying to say. If you're new, that's what it is. It's me reviewing the news and you thinking that was very interesting. And whether you think it's any good or not, you should be telling people, telling your friends. Tell them whether it's good, tell them whether it's shit. They might still come and want to have a listen. If they think I'm really shit, they might think I'm you can laugh at me and not necessarily with me. But anyway, any of you, anybody who's a mask, these people who don't like to wear the masks. Well, it's good that this one's a brilliant mask that somebody's brought out. These COVID masks. If they bring out the funny ones, you've got to be prepared to wear one of them. Somebody's brought one out with Lemmy off Motorhead. They've got three different ones. One with obviously with his big moustache. One with his teeth sticking, with him gritting his teeth. And another one with him smoking a fag. But you wear that across your face like a mask. That's fucking brilliant. You could do that for everybody, couldn't you? You could do that with like... Who's that Ron Jeremy, the porn film guy with the big moustache? Anybody with a moustache, basically. Any big Mexican moustache. But you can tell this one's a Lemmy, for sure. Or you can get that one off Kenny Everett, where he's got the big false chin. You know, the one where he's got the smoking jacket on and he plays the French dude. Who else you could do? Who's got like a very easy to recognise bottom half of their face? I don't know, but I can tell straight away that that's Lemmy on all them photos. Anybody else, you might fucking struggle to know who they are. How about Mr. T? Anybody could have Mr. T. Who else could you have? Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck would be a good one with a big beak sticking out. There's loads you could have. Spice up your life. You don't have to be just a miserable bastard who doesn't want to wear them. Of course we're all being controlled. Of course that's what they're trying to do. Of course... you know, most people are just fucking, you know, scared to death by the situation, you know, when it's not as bad now as it has been. But, you know, unfortunately, if you're not allowed in the shop with one on, I'm going to wear one. I'll avoid having to wear one wherever I can, of course. But if I need to go in the shop, I'm not going to be biting my nose off to bite my face and not go in the shop because I can't go in without a fucking mask on. So get yourself a Lemmy mask. Get yourself a Hulk Hogan mask. There's another good one. Any of the wrestlers, that'll pass. Who else? There's got to be another one with a big funky moustache. Dr. Hook. Remember that band from the 70s? Dr. Hook. Any of them. That'll look good. But Hulk Hogan's got a good one, hasn't he? He's got that proper fucking the handlebar moustache. That loads of people on my council estate had that when I was growing up. All the dads who wanted to look hard, they all had that big wrestler's moustache and they'd walk round, they're skinny, but they'd walk round swinging their arms like they fucking got beach balls under their arms and they'd walk round the council estate like that as if they're rough and ready for a fight, basically. They're only going out to get a newspaper, but they look like they're fucking ready to have a fight with anybody that crosses them. And that's what it's like in the council. You got to look like you can protect. Because probably if you didn't do that, you might get mugged. So, you know, you kind of have to survive. And that's survival on the council estate. The Wild West Midlands, that's what it is. Laughter is the window into the soul of a relationship. It's all laughs. Best time in life when you're laughing in a relationship. Until it all goes sour. And then it's fucking... The worst part of your life is when you're constantly arguing. No, you have that period, don't you? So you're laughing all the time. Then you're laughing all the time. No, then you're having big fucking massive breakup arguments. But then you break, you make up. Get your words out, Wayne. Then you make up and then you're laughing a lot. And that's the best period, all that. And then you're just constantly arguing. And then you get kicked out. The bloke gets kicked out. Gets kicked out with his bags. And the woman fucking, you know... doesn't give a shit. That's the way that works. But anyway, laughter is the key to anything. You make anybody laugh. That's like a key defence mechanism on the council estates as well. If you're not hard, you've got to be funny. Because if someone's coming up to you and they're fucking hard and they're coming onto you and they're going to have it off with you, I don't mean have it off as in sexually, but they're going to kick a fight off of you, you've got to tell them a joke. You've got to make them laugh. All of a sudden, they're your mate. and you've saved yourself a kicking. and they'll go on to somebody else. But I was going to say, Rishi Sunak is getting called a twat and all sorts of other things by musicians, and people are saying he's out of order for coming out and saying that musicians or nobody in this crisis can be picky about where they earn their money. They should, anybody, if they have to go and retrain in a different job, and suggesting musicians should do the same. And musicians should stop being musicians and go and get a job working for fucking Amazon or an Uber driver or whatever, stacking shelves at Tesco's. Can you believe it? Can you fucking honestly see some up-and-coming rock star who's like, you know, imagine Lemmy. He's up-and-coming and he's like fucking in his 20s. He's fucking writing some bang-on tunes. All of a sudden, no concerts can go on, no music, can't bring any money in. And you're telling him he's got to go and work at fucking Tesco, stacking shelves, throwing toilet rolls on the shelves so all the fucking idiots can come and take them off as he's throwing them on. I tell you what, he'd fucking stick a toilet roll round somebody's neck and set fire to it. That's what he'd do. He wouldn't want to do it. You're better off just fucking going, living in a squat, write your songs, play your songs, just get him fucking, get him ready, living in a squat, rob supermarkets. Rob the supermarket, the big supermarket, shoplift, do all that, get by, and then, or stick it online and do it that way, just get fucking people interested in you. Don't go and get a fucking job at Tesco's, don't go and work at Uber. You couldn't say that to the Beatles, to the fucking Rolling Stones, to any of those kind of people. We'd have no culture. If you do this to people, we'll have no bands coming out in the next year, 2 years or whatever. They'll all just fuck it all off and go off to do, you know, they'll have to go and get a proper job and the dream will die. So give them some money, you fucking arsehole. Or do something for the arts so that they've got a place where they can go and get some money from. I can't complain. I've had, self-employed help and all that kind of stuff. But you've got to help everybody. But unfortunately, there's people, you've got to stop people profiteering off the crisis and you, the government, profiteer instead of them and give that money to us. Give the money to the musicians. I'm going to become a musician now. I'm learning to play the guitar, so I want some of that money as well. That's my, I was setting myself up there to be a part of the grants when it comes around. But, we didn't have Blur, Oasis, all that year, whenever all they all come out at the same time. Blur, Oasis, Pulp, who else was there? There was fucking loads, weren't they? And then you just all of a sudden, none of them will come out because they've all had to go and work in a shit job. Anyway, let's move on. That's my pick. And then you got these people like McFly who have made it. People like McFly should be working at the supermarket, Tesco's, and not making music. And they've made it. But I want them to go back and get a proper job because I don't like their music. But they were they're saying, and they've even said they're reunited as McFly. They've been McFly, then they were Busted when they went halves with Busted. Two bands merged together, realised they didn't have enough fans left over between them, so they had to merge together to create a concert, and they called themselves McBusted, which sounds like one of the fucking shittiest burgers you could ever eat, of course. But then now they're back to McFly. I don't know whether they think they've got some fans again, but they said they don't care if they never have another hit, we're just happy to be whole again. Well, good on you. Well, at the end of the day, the musicians, they're good. Anybody's can make money playing music. It's good, it's just not my kind of music, I would say. So as long as they don't play it in front of me, I'm going to let them slide. If you're a McFly fan, then go for it. But surely they've all grown up by now. They were all teeny boppers, weren't they? You got to grow out of that and gone on to some better music by now. Barry White, I've got another picture of Barry right in front of me, right in front of me here. And fucking, what about... Nobody's brought them up on music like James Brown and Curtis Mayfield and Marvin Gaye and fucking Bill Withers and Al Green and, you know, all that kind of music. That's why they come out with fucking shit pop songs. They've got all the instruments, they've got all the skill, but they ain't got the fucking, you know, it's like all the gear and no idea, isn't it? You got to, like, bring him up on... You can't grow up listening to your equivalent of what your music is growing up, like, I don't know, some of the shit pop songs from the 80s, you know, Deeply Dippy and all that, and all of a sudden you're just going to start writing songs like that. Okay, they make hits, but it ain't fucking, it ain't no legacy, is it? Who am I? I'll do this podcast, nobody even listens to this. I'm getting on my high horse here, I think. My voice is getting deep. Have you noticed? It's getting croaky because I forgot to line my throat before I started doing this podcast and do my throat exercises, my thespian exercises. I don't do them really. That's what you're meant to do when you go on the stage. When you go on the stage, you're meant to do, you know, warm your throat up and do like these tongue twisters. You do a load of tongue twisters to get your mouth going so you don't fuck up your words when you're on the stage. Anyway, so I'm getting a deep voice, and deep voices are most likely to cheat. Anybody that sounds like Barry White are most likely to do the infidelity on their missus, or the woman doing it on their bloke, if she's the one with the deep voice. Now, that'd be a strange mixture. But anyone with macho tones like Barry White have a more relaxed attitude to fidelity and commitment, a study shows. I think that anybody that thinks they've got the fucking gift of the gab and, like, you know, the ability to pull women, that is the ones who, whether they got fucking macho tones or not. I guess somebody who's got like a real duck squeak, or, you know, like a mouse squeak voice, he might have the looks. David Beckham, for instance, he's got the looks, but he's a one woman man, because he probably just thought, you know what, I sound stupid when I go up and start chatting to women. But I walk over and they're all like, get swooning, and they're all starting to go, yeah, look, he's coming over, he's gorgeous, can't wait. All of a sudden he starts talking in like a squeaky voice, and it turns them straight off, doesn't it? So if he was to hit him with a Barry White voice straight away, you're in. It's a done deal. So I can kind of get it, but it's just down to confidence, really. It's not down to your voice. It's down to whether you've got any insecurities about yourself. Anyway, actor John Challis is... John Challis, Boise, out of Only Fools and Horses. If you haven't watched Only Fools and Horses, get your fucking... Get your TV on, or get your internet on, and get Only Fools and Horses up. I'm speaking to people from different countries here, obviously, because everybody in England knows exactly what it is. It's hilarious. But anyway, the actor who used to play Boise in it, he's just received his royalty payment for being in Heartbeat once. He did a walk-on part in an old episode of the Yorkshire Drama, or he did a small part, should I say. And he said that his royalty fees come through. Years ago this was, so he must have built up like plenty of... You think you're going to be worthy of a bit of money. He got paid 9p. That's what he had come through the door in a cheque, 9p. He says, I've just got a royalty payment for Heartbeat, 9p. The drinks are on me. I won't change. You ain't going to change with that, are you? And that's like coming from Boise as well, who was like, you know, Mr. Moneybags in the Only Fools and Horses. He had all the money. So it's like hilarious, that is. It's not even worth giving it, is it? They might have just said, do you want this 9p? We've got 9p for you. Do you want it? You don't really want us to send you a check out for that, do you? Do you want us to just throw it in the bin? It's an insult to send somebody 9p. I'm sorry. They wouldn't even fucking give that to a beggar on the street in India. It wouldn't be worth shit. Even that say, nah, I'd rather just fucking carry on what I'm doing, mate. I'm earning more money, fucking, you know, having to break my own arms so I can fucking pretend that I'm disabled so I can earn money. That's the world, they're fucked up, innit? But anyway, you don't give an actor 9p, just go show that even acting doesn't give people a lot of money these days. It's any arts, you've got to really fucking make it before you get any money. You don't get paid for your songs if you're a musician. That's why you need to do the live music. Everyone just gets it for free, don't they? So anyway, the Loch Ness Monster's been found. A guy's been out with a sonar and he's picked up a 33-foot beast. So yeah, but he hasn't seen it. He's just picked it up by the sonar. Could be a whale. Could be the whales. Can whales get into Loch Ness? They can, can't they? Probably could. He's picked up a 33-foot something anyway. And what's he got? 558 feet down. And but nobody's seen it on the top, have they? They've only got that one picture, which looks like somebody's hand doing the sock puppet thing. You know, like the behind when you're doing the shadow on the wall. That's what that old Loch Ness picture looks like from years ago. I think somebody's owned up to faking that one anyway. But yeah, so there might be a Loch Ness Monster there. That is going to boost the tourist board. At the very least, even if it's bullshit, it gets people back up there with their binoculars, searching. wanting to be the one that spots it. I've never been. I'd love to go to Loch Ness. I'd love to go up to Scotland. I'm going to get there one of these days. One of these days, when there's no lockdown, when this fucking... I can't spend 8 hours on a train with a mask on. Can't do it. I can with a Lemmy mask on, perhaps. Okay, probably I can do it. If I look cool, I can do it. But it's just, you can't breathe. You get a bit breathless with them, don't you? Apple is planning a super phone that can repair itself. That's good, because my phone is a piece of shit now. My phone, I'm sure, is like... I press something, nothing happens. I press it again, and then it does both of the actions together, which means I go past where I wanted to go, and then I have to do it all again and keep repeating that. It kind of does it. It's slow the first time, and then when you get pissed off and get like, you know, you get sort of agitated and you press it again, it double taps it and goes past everything. So I'm glad that they created that. I don't know how that's going to work. It's a foldable device that could fix a broken screen without human help. That's fucking brilliant. It'd be like something off the futuristic where you just start slowly repairs in front of your eyes. I like the idea of it being a folding phone. I'd like to get back to one of those Motorolas. I'd love one of those. The iPhone, you can't do without it for the fact, the internet and stuff. But as a phone, I hate using it because it just, half the time, sometimes it burns your face because the internet's still going, isn't it? So you put it on your face. It's like fucking holding an iron to your face after a while. You wonder why your face is sweating. Probably putting yourself fucking... a brain tumour or something or other. We don't know about that yet, do we? So, for now, stop ringing me, people. Stop, just, if you want to get in touch with me, shout out the window like they do in New York, what they used to do in the 70s, shout to each other across the tenements, or get in touch on the jungle drums. No phones. I can't, I'm going to have to find another way of communicating. Or maybe hopefully telepathy. Well, they'll have some kind of way of connecting to people without the phone at all. And you just got a chip in your head and you just start talking. And having the first, had the hands-free, where people could be hands-free and they could walk down the street and just be talking. And you'd go, that fucking bloke's talking to me. Is he weird or what? And you didn't realise he was on a hands-free. That would be the new version of that, because you won't have a phone. You won't have a hands-free. There won't be no cord. And there'll just be a bloke just talking. Talking away on the bus. And he's got a chip in his head. And he's actually talking to somebody. And there is going to be very hard to find who's mad and who's not. It's going to be a game of guess who. Who's mad, who's not. Who's the mad one. Right, I'm going to leave it on one more thing, perhaps. Scientists have found 24 more planets that could be more habitable than Earth. That's good, because we're fucking this place up. We need somewhere we can probably get to. We're never going to get there. We can't even get to Mars, fuck's sake. How are we going to get billions and billions, hundreds of light years away, which is, I imagine, is billions and billions and billions of miles away. So it's a shame, because we're going to find it. We're going to zoom in and see these people having this idyllic life. You know, all the animals, all the people, all living together, like we once was on this planet. All having a great time, and we're all going to be choking. Have you seen some of these cartoons that people have made that show the world, how we're destroying the world? And like, there's a great one somebody's done where they've replaced the animals with people and the people with animals. So it's the people that are becoming extinct. It's the people that are dying in their environments. And it's the animals that are driving digger trucks and digging holes and smashing things up and ruining stuff. And like, it's a great like flip on what the... situation is really is, because when you're looking at these animals doing these cute little animals, you're thinking what bastards they are, but really we're the bastards. Clever, that's the clue, that's the moral of the story, should I say. Right, that was the last one. I'm gonna leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later, bye.